This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound?
I think to President Trump that his leadership and his maximum pressure policy, together with international solidarity, brought us to this juncture. I expressed President Moon Jae-in's personal gratitude for President Trump's leadership. I told President Trump that in our meeting, North Korean leader Kim Jong-un said he is committed to denuclearization. Kim pledged that North Korea will refrain from any further nuclear or missile tests. He understands that the routine joint military exercises between the Republic of Korea and the United States must continue. And he expressed his eagerness to meet President Trump as soon as possible. President Trump appreciated the briefing and said he would meet Kim Jong-un by May to achieve permanent denuclearization. The Republic of Korea, along with the United States, Japan, and our many partners around the world, remain fully and resolutely committed to the complete denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. Along with President Trump, we are optimistic about continuing a diplomatic process to test the possibility of a peaceful resolution. The Republic of Korea, the United States, and our partners stand together in insisting that we not repeat the mistakes of the past, and that the pressure will continue until North Korea matches its words with concrete actions.
Well, there was breaking news last night that people, of course, those that love Trump, and particularly the South Koreans, I mean, they had to admit that this maximum pressure, as opposed to what previously had been applied on North Korea, maximum appeasement, this is what leadership looks like, not only domestically, but internationally. And you could sense from the words that were being spoken by the South Korean ambassador that, what a relief that this stuff works. And of course, you know, in anything diplomatic, there's always risk, right? It doesn't necessarily, even at this point, it's quite encouraging that this pressure has brought Kim Jong-un to the reality that maybe he needs to have a talk here. And, so we're moving in the right direction. But I kind of can tell, and I'm reading between the lines here, even from the South Korean, is that it's not going to be business as usual. You know, we've gone through this. We talked with Dr. Ann Pierce a couple of days ago, and we've gone through this routine, even with Michael Rubin, a former Pentagon official. We've gone through this exercise time and time again. We bring him to the table. We give him all kinds of concessions because we're just so excited that they decided to back off a little bit. And we give them billions of dollars, help feed their people a little bit, feed them a lot, the leadership. But the people that are starving, they get a little bit of relief, and that's about it. And then, meanwhile, they're back to their crazy ways again, one more time. So hopefully, this maximum pressure will work. But, again, this is what's so key, is that we would be unified as a country and be behind our president to hope for the best, pray for the best, and support the best. And Democrats, of course, they don't have a whole lot to say. Some are trying to be critical and still maintain some sort of resistance attitude. But to what avail? How does that help the cause on an international stage? It just demonstrates that America is more divided than united. And, here we are. We're on the verge of experiencing something that we've never experienced before. And maybe we can avert that. So I believe more than ever, if it's a time that we need to be unified, it is this, when the president does talk with Kim Jong-un and comes to the right resolution. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. We've got more coming up right after this.
Hey, this is Ricky from Banyan Hill. You like freedom? I do. You like money? I do too. If you like freedom and money, then you're going to love Freedom Checks. You see, over the next few months, an estimated $34.6 billion is up for grabs to anyone who stakes their claim. Yep, you heard that right. $34.6 billion. To get all the details, just go to www.freedomchecks122.com. Thousands of people are already lined up to cash in. Take Doug, for example. He's a 46-year-old from Joplin, Missouri, who's set to get a check for $24,075. And if Doug can do this, I've got a hunch that you can too. But here's the thing. If you want the chance to grab your full fair share of this $34.6 billion payout, you must have your ducks in a row by April 1st. So don't wait. Get over to www.freedomchecks122.com before the April 1st deadline. That's www.freedomchecks122.com.
Is to you a true friend of Bill Martinez Live.
Dilly dilly.
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 Bill Martinez Live.
Dilly dilly all around, I'm telling you. Hey, why not? 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Hey, welcome back. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. It is all right there for you. Today is, Brett, it's National Get Over It Day. So whatever it is that you haven't gotten over today officially, you can get over it.
Get over it.
Yeah, get over it, I'm telling you. It's also National Day of Unplugging. And then National Meatball Day, National Barbie Day, and National Crab Meat Day. You and I were talking about how we could kind of bring all these together, and that is that if we mixed our meatballs with crab meat and had a, we unplugged, right? We did it. We didn't do it on a plug.
Do it on a grill.
Do it on a grill, right? Grill up the meatball.
Yep.
And I don't know how to get Barbie involved here. Do we just invite her for kind of a free tea party to
the
event?
The best way to include her.
Probably that. And then if you have some sort of dysfunction between, you know, Barbie and meatballs and crab meat, get over it. Right? That's it. Just that simple. So we got all the days covered, and you can get them all wrapped up in one. A little bit of meat. I mean, you know, hey, meatballs bring people together anyway.
That's absolutely right.
It would be interesting, you know, with meatballs and crab meat. You might send them away hugging their Barbies, I guess. I don't know. But, hey, why not? It's, you know, we're here to have some fun. And, you know, because in the midst of all the other wackiness that is happening in our world, I don't know if you heard about this, but, well, of course, the mockery of Vice President Pence. I think people have heard about it and ad nauseum. Goes on and on, you know, Joey Behar, you know, making fun of the vice president. And the other night, the big cocktail party, you know, that they have, which was the Washington Press Club Foundation's annual congressional dinner. And they get, they all come together and, you know, you got to know the secret handshake and be in the inner circle there, so to speak. And they had a little roast there. And so Nancy Pelosi couldn't help herself. And she had to, you know, attack Vice President Pence as well. And one of her statements, she says, "Do you think Mike Pence is allowed to dine alone with a man in drag?" the Democrat asked. I mean, you know, it's like, really? You know, so, you know, Pence, here's Pence getting chided for an interview that he did, you know, what, 16 years ago, I guess, in Indianapolis. The Indianapolis Star had quizzed him and, you know, asking about rules about infidelity and how to, you know, protect his marriage. And he incorporates the Billy Graham rule, which I believe in. And having worked in the Billy Graham crusade, this was something that came loud and clear. And you may have heard me make reference to it, is that, you know, you didn't cross counsel. You didn't close the door. You know, woman, I mean, even to the point that you were in elevators, you know, even an elevator, anything that could be construed as something that could be misconstrued, including, you know, paying off a porn star, you just don't do that kind of stuff, right? So Of course, that wasn't in the Billy Graham evangelistic conditions. Those things, you know, you just take for granted. Just another thing we just brought in just to make sure you were listening and paying attention here. But anyway, the vice president said that, you know, he wouldn't have dinner with another woman alone because of what it would look like, that he'd much rather, you know, he'd only choose to be with his wife. And he talked about even having late night jobs in the office and that he had to be a male aide. It couldn't be a female aide. Never dining alone with a woman other than his wife, and not attending an event where alcohol is served unless Karen was there. Because, he referred to it as building a zone around your marriage, which I thought, you know, it's a good idea. I mean, this is good advice. And, you know, people are making fun of him because of his faith and the values that he holds to. But how many Americans, you know, would say dilly-dilly? I mean, this is... This makes a lot of sense to build a zone around your marriage. It's easy to fall in temptation, especially in power positions. I mean, here he was the governor, now he's the vice president. And, you know, there can be, you know, those kind of temptations that come along. He did comment, he says, if there's alcohol being served and people are being loose, he says, I want to have the best looking brunette in the room standing next to me. Smartly said. And this is why he continues to enjoy a good marriage and one that's a good example. Let's see. Oh, then there was after Nancy Pelosi had made her remarks on the vice president, Representative Elena Ross Leighton turned the mockery around. Listen to this. She says, let's be serious. It's tough to win legislation in Congress. She said, according to the Daily Mail, many times the process is as frozen as Nancy Pelosi's face. She added, she says, I'm kidding, but sometimes her happy and angry face, they're pretty similar. Oh, I'll tell you, women-on-women beatdowns can be brutal. House Majority Whip Steve Scalise couldn't help himself either. He says, Nancy, it's always great to break bread with you. I promise next time not to leave so many crumbs. Of course, the joke in reference to her comment that the tax cuts were crumbs for America. So, as we said, Nancy Pelosi isn't the first to attack the vice president on his religious views. Of course, Joy Behar mocked him on The View, and we've talked about that. And then she kind of went overboard. She doubled down even worse to the point that Brent Rozelle, the MRC president, who we talked to a couple of weeks ago, commented on this, kind of soft apology that Joy Behar made. Says, hey, it's a good first step, but, there's a lack of genuineness. Maybe there's something better she could do. Joy Behar, interesting, privately apologized to Vice President Pence. But, you know, here it is. She makes public statements and then wants to privately apologize. Really? Come on. The bigoted statements made about the vice president's Christian faith offended hundreds of millions of Christians across the country, largest faith group in the United States. And this is what, you know, I discerned as well with their comments. Whoopi Goldberg and the rest of the women kind of chiming in and the audience going along with it and thinking, wow, are you disconnected? Do you realize, you know, even if the people thought about it afterwards, and maybe they didn't quite realize, you know, because sometimes you can be in a crowd and you hear things, you know, oh, everybody's applauding, so we'll applaud, you know, go along, you know, to get along kind of thing. And then you realize, you go, wow, maybe that wasn't good, you know. that's not what I meant, and that's not what I intended, to join in and pigpile on this anti-religion sentiment. Because probably a lot of those people in that room at some time in their life may have called out to God, may have heard from God or thought they heard from God. And, and here they are mocking God, essentially. And in fact, I was just reading this morning how Moses himself would meet face to face, you know, with God. And God said himself, said, I spoke to Moses plainly, not to like prophets where I give them impressions and ideas and dreams. Moses, I spoke with him directly. So how do you square up? If God spoke with Moses directly, how do you square that up? And then there are many in the faith that clearly believe without hesitation that God speaks through his word that is said to be alive. It is a living, breathing document. And this is why thousands of years later, it is so appropriate, even in this 21st century, as advanced and as intelligent, uber intelligent that we think we are, you know, God makes it so plain and so simple that it's all about loving Him and loving one another as we would want people, as we would love ourselves, right? Pretty simple. And when that's enacted, it goes a long way in us being able to get along and to realize the God-given purposes in our lives, which to me is the highest celebration, and to be able to do that with liberty. Oh, my goodness. We are in such a precious position if we only knew.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the packed bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
everybody has their air guitars out. They're jamming, you know, loosening up. A little morning exercise. Why not? 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. You know, with the situation, the debate that continues over whether it's gun control, animus, mental stability, many things have been brought up to address the issue, and part and parcel of the problem is the violence that our youth have been exposed to, whether it's in video games or movies and music. I think you would all agree that this is contributing. Well, the Parent Teachers Council met in the White House with others, considering media violence. And Melissa Hansen is with us. She is the Director of Grassroots Education and Activism for the Parents Television Council. Do we have her connected now? Okay, we do. Hey, Melissa, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. Good to have you with us.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me on.
As I was laying this out, I mean, much about the debate, I mean, media violence is part and parcel with, the condition of our culture, the state of our culture today, is it not?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, we've been talking about the role that media violence plays in these sorts of, these kinds of incidents ever since, going back to Columbine. Mm. What was that, 19, almost 20 years ago, maybe? Mm. And it was revealed after that incident how much involvement the shooters had with violent media, the kinds of movies that they enjoyed watching, the kinds of video games they enjoyed playing. You could also look to, Jonesboro, Paducah, in all of these incidents, there was always a connection with violent video games, more often than not first-person shooter video games. In the case of Jonesboro, I think it was reported after the fact that the perpetrator in that case had never held a real gun before in his life prior to the incident, and yet he learned how to aim with deadly accuracy by playing these first-person shooter video games. So, we can debate the extent of the implication that should be assigned to, the extent of the guilt that should be assigned to the video game industry. We could debate what other issues might be involved, but I think we do need to take a serious look at what these kinds of violent media products are doing to our culture.
Yeah, at the very base of all this, Melissa, is that we have allowed for a, I hate to put it this way and make it sound so stark, but we have the option to choose death or choose life. And, I think that you've got to run it through that equation. Whatever we expose ourselves to, whatever decisions that we make across the board, are we promoting life or are we promoting death?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Unquestionably. And especially, when you consider that with many of these games, you don't get rewarded for showing compassion, right?
Right,
you don't get rewarded for showing restraint. You get rewarded for being brutal, for being more violent. You are what you do frequently, or you become what you do frequently.
Right.
And so the more you're exposing yourself to these messages and these images, the more you are able to demolish other human beings virtually, the less you come to value real human life.
And I'm sure people, the experts, the psychologists, sociologists, people that do the research on this, would say that we are, in a sense, rewiring our brains with the constant. I mean, if golfers go out and they practice all the time and they go through muscle memory in order to do, accomplish a certain swing and execution of a swing in repeated practice, how does this not follow a similar response?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Mm. And they've done brain scans of kids who frequently played these kinds of video games. So what they found is that sort of the limbic area of the brain, and that's the area of the brain that sort of controls the fight or flight impulse in people, that part of the brain is activated when you're playing violent video games. And so the brain's reaction to virtual violence is the same as your body's reaction to real life violence. And it's exactly as you say. You build this muscle memory. You lay down these neural pathways in your brain, so that that kind of response becomes second nature.
Yeah, it's kind of like a computer. You know, you have certain softwares that operate certain things in your computer, right? And you first have to install that software so the computer can run it. Is this not the same way when you consider it that we're basically programming our brains with something that is not positive but rather deleterious?
Yeah, absolutely. And there is also an addictive quality to many of these games, where once you get deeply entrenched in it, it's hard to turn it off, and it's hard to sort of reset your brain to mm-hmm. do something different. I think that we need to look also beyond video games to other aspects of the media culture that our kids are growing up in. When you consider that, we did our own research and we saw that in the 5 years since Newtown, and that was the last time we had one of these big summits with the entertainment industry on media violence. But in the 5 years since Newtown, TV violence has increased. Mm-hmm. It hasn't decreased. It's gone up.
Yeah.
Gun violence has gone up on TV in those 5 years. And every instance of gun violence that we saw on TV was rated as appropriate for a 14-year-old child or younger. In a meeting yesterday, we had representatives from the video game industry saying, well, these games are not intended for children. They're created for adults, meant to be consumed only by adults. But they must surely know that kids are getting their hands on these games. They must surely know that kids are playing them. And so that does put a burden of responsibility on them to show a little bit of restraint with the kinds of images that they put on the screen, to show mm-hmm. a little bit of restraint with, the modes of play, the kinds of destruction that you can wreak
right.
in these kinds of games. It's not art. I'm sorry, it's not.
Right.
And that's a poor defense.
Well, it really, in terms of considering soft targets, we're leaving the gates wide open, and our children's minds are rather soft to this type of exposure. Speaking of accessibility, the Parent Teachers Council has also found that Parents Television Council, I should say, has found that it's pretty easy for young kids to purchase these items, these adult-rated video games, is it not?
Yeah. The soft video game manufacturers say that they've done their own secret shopper stings, and that they've found that there's a high compliance with the, stores cooperating with the ratings. But I guess that's what you would expect from studies that they themselves paid for.
Right.
We've done studies ourselves where we sent underage shoppers to retail outlets to see how much difficulty they had in purchasing an M-rated video game if they were not accompanied by a minor. And there was a high failure rate.
Yeah.
Now, some stores.
You say minor. You're saying they were an unaccompanied minor, not accompanied by an adult. Right.
That's right.
Right. Exactly.
So some retailers were very good. I think Game Depot or GameStop, I think, was one that did very well. But there were a number of retailers that consistently were allowing kids to buy those games.
Well, it behooves parents, if they want to do something about it, if they're really seeing this, that they really need to consider what their children are being exposed to. And we're just talking video games right now. And Melissa, you and I haven't even talked about the music. I shared with our audience a while ago the number four most downloaded and viewed video is so disgusting. I couldn't even watch but barely 2 minutes. And I think I'm over-exaggerating here just a little bit in terms of how much time I could spend with it. A profuse use of the F word, women for sex, money for sex, all this. I mean, it was disgusting. So music is all part and parcel to the environment that our kids are living in these days. Melissa Hansen, Program Director for the Parents TV Council. Thank you,
Melissa. Brought to you by Nature's Bounty. Legendary gold medal figure skater Dorothy Hamill is partnering with Nature's Bounty to champion a movement towards better health and to unite people on one thing everyone can agree on, that no matter what, we're always better off healthy. As a professional figure skater, mother, breast cancer survivor, and advocate for children with disabilities, Dorothy is using her unique experience to encourage others to be their best healthy selves.
As a professional athlete, I have always made a strong commitment to my health. In partnering with Nature's Bounty, I want to inspire everyone to take that leap to focus on being healthy now, so we can be prepared for all of life's big celebrations and victories, along with those small everyday moments, which truly make life special.
For additional inspiration, including more tips on how to stay healthy inside and out, visit www.naturesbounty.com and connect with us at facebook.com/naturesbounty.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Millennials, know what you believe and why. Bill Martinez live.
They come to America. They come to America. They come to America. They come to America today.
Hey, we're back with you, America. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. Sorry, had to step on the big voice here because I'm eager to bring up this next topic. I got to tell you, sometimes I talk to parents about the way we encourage kids. You know, when we were growing up, my dad was very positive in how he spoke to us and encouraged us to speak humbly. I remember one time my brother was being a little braggadocious. And my dad, always of a humble state of mind, said, you know, just let your bats speak for themselves. You don't need to say anything. If you don't have something good to say, then don't say anything good at all. And, in light of how we grew up and how things have transitioned a little bit, things have gotten a little confusing, you know, for parents going, well, you know, is there a right way, a wrong way to encourage my kids? Am I doing the wrong thing? If you remember 3 years ago, it was NFL star James Harrison with the Pittsburgh Steelers who told his kids, "We don't get no participation trophies here. You know, you've got to earn it. It ain't happening in the Harrison household." And there were a lot of people, Brad, I guess, that yelled "Dilly Dilly." You know, they went along with this. They liked the idea. Well, we got Danny Huerta back with us, and Danny is a Focus on the Family parenting expert, counselor, and father of two. And Danny, always good to have you with us and your perspective here. And you're talking about the worst ways to encourage your kids.
Yeah, Bill, thank you. Thank you so much for having me on the show. Braggadocious, I love that word.
Yeah.
That was a good one.
Leave it to my dad, you know.
That's a good one. I like that word. Yeah, we as parents, many well-intended parents, including myself, we get in these moments where we just say, hey, good job. And especially for young kids, they don't know what job is yet, and they don't know really what does good mean.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really our role as parents is to give them a mirror of who they're becoming. Why are you worth something? What is your value? And what are you really, truly good at?
Mm-hmm.
And as parents, we help guide them towards those things that they're developing a talent in. And kids pick up on that, and eventually they start looking for honest feedback, honesty from others, and that can get kind of out of control.
Yeah, sometimes we do everyone a disservice because we get caught into this hectic world. It's the tyranny of the urgent, and we're missing out on those precious moments, as you say, to reaffirm the kids and connect the praise that you give them with the talent and that which they've demonstrated, to be specific. It may take a little bit of time to do that, but really it doesn't if you are aware of what your child is doing and you're aware of what your child is all about and how they're wired. But if you're one of these parents that, that's too high maintenance for me, and I just don't have the time to think about it, but I'll spend an extra hour watching TV, we're hurting ourselves and our children, aren't we?
We are. One of the things that got me very passionate about this topic was when I was starting to coach my son in fourth grade playing basketball, and we got into this league, and I signed up for the competitive league, and as we were playing, we were keeping score. The parents, we got some parent volunteers, and they were keeping score, and the lady came in a panic close to the end of the game and said, hey, we do not keep score. And I said, what? I signed up for the competitive league. She said, we just don't keep score. It makes the kids sad. And I said, well, what's bad about sad? What's bad about that? They learn that they need to work on something, and that's super good for kids to understand that you're not perfect yet. You have to grow, and you still have to work hard. It motivates them to work on a skill.
Mm-hmm.
And the lady said, we don't do that. And so I didn't know what the difference was between the competitive league and the non-competitive league. Still don't to this day. But that really gave me it made me sad in that moment that we're robbing kids of the benefit of sometimes losing and learning how to handle that, how to handle failure. And failure is actually a great teacher. It teaches us humility. It teaches us empathy for others, because when they fail, we can certainly feel what they're feeling and be able to go and reach out to them. And it teaches good losing. There are a lot of kids that I see that have a hard time losing because they've never been taught how to handle that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what got me passionate about these topics on this article.
Well, and that's, this is a prevailing thought that has been growing over the last couple of decades. I was shocked as well when, a similar situation, coaching my son's little league team, and they tried to bring that into play. We're not keeping score. Well, who are you fooling? Because, come Monday at school, what are the kids saying? Hey, we kicked your bottom. We beat you 10-2 or 25-24, whatever the score was. Hey, you're not supposed to keep score. Well, the kids they know the score. They keep it, So you're going, what are you doing here in the long run? Because all this is preparation for adulthood, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we soften up the kids because somehow we think that when you're an adult, it's going to be easier. I don't know how that trains them up.
Yeah, we need to teach our kids just in our parenting, guide them on how to handle failure, how to handle losing, also how to handle winning, but how to handle those strong emotions where you feel it feels bad in the moment. And if kids learn how to handle those, it makes them mature adults, and adults that are able to manage the stress and the cortisol that comes their way, right? That word cortisol, that strong chemical that hits us when we're stressed. And that's one of the pieces that gets parents off track, stress does, and then people over time just don't know how to handle stress, and they go to addictions and other things because they just never learn how to handle it.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a great opportunity as kids are growing up to handle the moments that are very, very uncomfortable. And the other one, Bill, that I think is interesting to me is when we force our kids to say please and thank you.
Mm-hmm.
They need to understand the value of those words. That's respecting another person and loving another person by saying thank you It creates gratitude, and gratitude is a wonderful, wonderful characteristic of a person growing up, and it helps a person handle life well when you have gratitude. Mm-hmm. And then to say please, you're acknowledging that another person is giving you something in that space, and you're developing awareness. And so for kids, just forcing them to say that becomes a habit, and they lose out on the true growth opportunity of the please and thank you words. So help them see the purpose and the value of those words, and just remind them, hey, you know, did you like what you got there? Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay. So what would be a good response, and help them come up with that, and just reminders here and there, but reminders of the value of those words. It doesn't help to just force them.
Well, you know, again, we're reminded in the Bible, you know, God tells us to talk about these things, you know, when we're talking about godly things. You know, when we lay down at night, when we're walking, you know, around, these are all learning opportunities when we're around our kids, you know, to talk about these values and, you know, to begin to have them instilled so that they're outstanding citizens, they're examples to their peers, and that, you know, that they're a counterforce, you know, to what's happening in the marketplace right now. Because some of these basic values, Danny, that you and I grew up with, boy, it's not common like it was when you and I were kids, is it?
No, the common values are mainly being taught through media. Culture really has an impact on us and our kids, and sometimes we just as parents have to be very intentional about the teaching, especially now because people are busy and technology is there, and there are many things buying for our attention, and many things, unfortunately, are being taught through YouTube and other places. So as parents, we just have to pause, have those dinner times together, have moments where we're giving honest feedback to our kids, true compliments of what they've accomplished, what they've done, and then the teaching time. Don't be afraid to teach, and don't be afraid for your kid to be sad sometimes and to fail. Really give them that feedback that's okay, and I'm here with you. I love you. I still, you're worth everything to me. I would die for you.
Right.
Your worth is not wrapped up in what you do, but in who you are, and give them that understanding of who that is that they're
exactly
to be.
Well, Danny, perfectly said. We've got to leave it there. Danny Huerta, Vice President of Parenting and Youth with Focus on the Family. Thank you.
Amazing song. How'd you do this?
You know, I've never told anybody my story.
From Irwin Brothers Entertainment comes I Can Only Imagine.
When I was 11 years old, life was tough. And I've always loved music. And I found some songs that I held on to. They gave me hope.
On March 16th.
Yeah, I can do this.
No, you can't. And you're going to blink your eyes and you're going to realize that life has gotten you nowhere because you chased some stupid dream.
Discover the untold story.
I want you to know that I pray for you all the time.
What are you running from?
My death. Been right about.
Behind the beloved song that inspired millions.
My dad was a monster, and I saw God transform him, and so I wrote this song for my dad.
I Can Only Imagine. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. In theaters March 16th. Go to IcanOnlyImagine.com.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-301-1318. 800-301-1318. 800-301-1318. That's 800-301-1318.
Hear that?
That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
ID Stronghold wallets are different. They may look the same on the outside. They're stylish. They'll hold your cards and cash. But they're hiding something great on the inside. No, there are no pyrotechnics. And it doesn't sing when you open it. But it does have magical powers. ID Stronghold wallets protect your critical information and identity from thieves standing right next to you. Anyone can buy a cheap RFID scanner online and snag your information just by walking past you. Contactless credit cards, debit cards, even your work ID badge. ID Stronghold was the first to pioneer RFID blocking technology over 12 years ago. ID Stronghold's wallets, sleeves, and badge holders are trusted by the U.S. military and the Executive Office of the President. Something the competitors can't say. Secure your identity and save 10% by using coupon code MAGIC at checkout for a limited time at IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Bill Martinez
live. Bill Martinez here, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Boy, I'll tell you, we got a real treat for you. In Nashville last week, Kevin Downs was walking the hallway. We kept missing each other, and I know his publicist was trying to get us together so that we could talk to him live. But, hey, we love technology. We can do it over the phone and catch up for a missed opportunity in Nashville. And so here he is. He's on the West Coast. I'm on the East Coast. And, Kevin, we're grateful for technology that brings us back together whether we want it or not, right?
Hey, Bill, how's it going today?
It's going awesome. Thank you so much. Kevin Downs, let me give you a little bit of background. I know you know the name. He's had a career of producing, acting, directing, and writing spans more than 20 years. Some of Kevin's fan favorite roles include Officer Shane Fuller in Courageous, you may recall, the video game Loving Kevin in Mom's Night Out, and is a producer now of the soon-to-be-released movie I Can Only Imagine is his third film with the Irwin Brothers, along with Mom's Night Out and Woodlawn. Kevin, it's been a great ride for you, hasn't it?
Well, we've had a lot of fun making these films over the last 5 years with the Irwin Brothers, and I Can Only Imagine is just the next film that we believe in here, and it's a true story, Bart Millard's true story, the lead singer of the band Mercy Me, and how the song I Can Only Imagine came to be, and the relationship between him and his dad, and a great father-son story that deals with themes of redemption and grace, and that the work that Christ did on the cross is good enough. And people, if you have a relationship with this song in some way, shape, or form, and you're going to leave the theater with a rush of hope. And so we're excited about the film. It releases March 16th.
Yeah, it's a great day. It happens to be my birthday, so I'm really celebrating the release of it on that day. Interesting 316, and we could talk about that for a long time, but we'll, again, just remember 316, like John 316. It's an important day, and it will bring a dimension and understanding of this song that heretofore you may not have understood it to be, because like anything that's musical, as you know, Kevin, it becomes very personal, and people have their own understanding of what I Can Only Imagine is all about. But when you appreciate the story that Bart tells, and it's so much of his heart and soul and spirit, up until then, it was waiting to break out, and you demonstrate how that happens in the movie.
Yeah, I think one of the nice things about this film, you know, the song has been around for about 18 years or so, and so many people have such a relationship with this song. Mm-hmm. And now it's Bart's turn to share his story with everybody who you know has such a deep meaning for the song, and now the song can kind of take shape for where it originated from. Mm-hmm. And I think audiences are going to be pleased with what they see out of the film. Dennis Quaid, who stars in it, does such a fantastic job.
As his father,
and of course, and his dad, yeah. And then and the young man that we found to play Bart, J. Michael Finley. He's he's a pastor's kid out of Missouri, and we found him on Broadway playing the role of Jean Valjean in Les Misérables, which is, of course is not an easy role to do.
No, not at all.
And he's got an amazing voice, and so we wanted an actor that you know that had the voice that could sing the song, but also just had the makeup of what Bart is, and he really does a great job in the film.
Well, the whole cast, the way you put it together, and Cloris Leachman is a delight. It's always great to see her. Trace Adkins is undeniable deep voice. Was he born out of the womb with that deep voice?
Yeah, really. You know, this is our second go-around. Which
I know.
And he's such a treat to work with. And, you know, the thing with Trace in this film, when you look at when fans look at pictures of the real Scott Brickle, who Trace portrays in the film, literally they're like, they're a spinning image of each other. I mean, mm-hmm. they're really big guys, and they each got kind of beards, and they really look alike. And so Trace is really, he really does it well, and we couldn't have thought anybody else to do that role.
Were you surprised that you got Dennis Quaid?
Well, you know, I'm always surprised that we get a film made and finished, to be honest. I mean, you know, it's such a difficult task to make a film. People often ask, oh, how hard is it? You know, how long did it take you to make it or this or that? You know, making a film is, it's a thing. I mean, it's not just going out and shooting it for 2 or 3 months, but, you know, all the development and all the post-production and the editing that to put it together and the sound, and then, you know, you have the marketing so that everybody knows about it, and usually it's about a 2-year process from start to finish. So, Dennis does such a fantastic job in the film. He's so proud of it. We're so proud of him and his performance. It's unlike anything that I've seen him do, and, I'm a big Dennis Quaid fan. I love a lot of his films. The Rookie was a big fan of The Rookie, and then, you know, he had a film with Jim Caviezel, which was just outstanding, where they played a father-son, Frequency, I believe was the name of it, and, you know, a great actor and really, really loved the story that Bart had and really just sort of dove in into this story and delivers a fantastic performance.
Yeah, he had commented, Kevin, I don't know if you heard this or not, that this was the first time that he could remember playing a redemptive role as an actor, you know, going from this hard guy and now being redeemed, this was quite an experience and a new experience for him when it came to his acting career.
Yeah, I mean, we definitely, the character arc that Dennis plays in this film, you know, you may not like him in the beginning, but you're going to love him at the end, and it's quite a journey. And usually you see Dennis in films, and you just kind of like him all throughout, and he's that leading man, but this was definitely a departure for him, but in the end, you're going to see the Dennis Quaid that you love in all the other films, and it's really a treat to have him because he's a really good actor.
Yeah, and you also have Priscilla Shire, who you've worked with before, and she's absolutely precious. We spoke with her a couple weeks ago. I said hi to her on the red carpet at the premiere there in Nashville, and she is just a real precious woman of God.
You know, Priscilla, she's always got a smile on her face. I'm not sure how that's possible, but I've never seen her without a smile, and she's such, not only is she an amazing speaker, but she's an amazing actress. And, you know, of course, she was the lead in the movie War Room, which was a big hit a number of years ago. And she does such a great job in this film. I mean, when she read the script, she was totally excited about it. A, because it was Bart's story, and she's got a real admiration for Bart. But also, B, she's got a background in music. And so in this film, she plays Bart's high school music instructor, who had a real big impact on him and his life. And Priscilla's great. She's really a force.
Well, I got to tell you, Kevin, if you were to call my phone, I can only imagine has been my ringtone for, I don't know, 4 or 5 years.
No, you're kidding me, really?
No, I am not kidding you. So you can call, and you'll hear, I can only imagine. And what I hear repeatedly from her, I just go, oh, I'm so touched. It has just been one of those songs that is, it's got powerful ministry. And if we might say in the vernacular, anointing, it's real special. And I think that this is what the audiences are going to take away from this film, is there's a special message in it, isn't it?
Yeah, you know what? There's a really special message in it. And, it's been a lot of fun to really put this film together because, you know, audiences are going to be surprised. I mean, it really is a film that really will touch your heart, and it will move you in ways that that you might not expect, but at the end of the day, it's going to give you a rush of hope and a lot of joy, and it's a great film. So check it out while it's in theaters.
Exactly, and of course, the opening is March the 16th, that great day that we know about. And where can they go for more information and to purchase tickets?
Yeah, you go online on the website, www.icanonlyimagine.com. You can see where the movie's playing. It's playing all around the country. And, check for tickets. Tickets are on sale immediately right now. And take a group, take a friend, and go and enjoy the history behind the song and Bart's story.
Kevin, you have a sense, I do anyway, and I don't know, but for me, I think this might bring fathers and sons back together. They might be inspired because of this movie.
Yeah, you know what? What's interesting is we've been able to do a few test screenings in churches across the country just to make sure that we're kind of hitting the right notes. And we did a test screen in this one church, and there was this young man. He's about 24, 25 years old. He hadn't seen his dad in 10 years. Mm-hmm. And he goes, you know, my story is similar to Bart's. My dad, you know, abused me. I hadn't seen him in 10 years. And when the credits rolled, I immediately got out my phone. We're friends on Facebook, though I haven't communicated with him. It was just a way to connect. Mm-hmm. I sent him a private message, and I said, will you meet me for lunch tomorrow? And they did. They met for lunch, and the first thing that the dad did is he asked forgiveness of his son.
Wow.
And they now have a relationship, and that family is kind of had a lot of healing. And the movie was a little bit of an instigator to that, and certainly the song is a lot of credit. But it's really cool to see what God can do in these films because, it's such a medium, it's such a platform to be able to make movies, and I can only imagine as one that has shown to be able to do that.
Well, Kevin, as we wrap things up, again, I appreciate your time. I did want to talk, if you don't mind, about your new TV sitcom, Hitting the Brakes, with Tim Tebow and Rob Schneider. Can you tell us a little bit about that? We got about a minute left.
Yeah, Hitting the Brakes, it's on the PureFlix.com platform. I did it with my good friend David A.R. White, and a lot of fun. We have some fun guest stars on that sitcom, obviously Tim Tebow and Rob Schneider, and there's a whole bunch of them. But kind of the goal of it was to have clean, family-friendly comedy, a sitcom available that you're not kind of wincing at. And so we did that with Hitting the Brakes, and then we also have a new one called Malibu Dan that's up there as well. It's a lot of fun.
And Hitting the Brakes, the basic premise, if you can run that down real quick.
Yeah, Hitting the Brakes, David A.R. White plays kind of like a retired NASCAR driver, and he inherits this little family inn in the rural mountain town of Colorado, and he realizes that, these people are a little bit different from me, but at the end of the day, they've got the heart of the Lord, which really draws him into it. So he's a little bit of a fish out of water type of a thing. So it's a little bit of a cross between Newhart and some of those old 70s sitcoms that have just a lot of good family-friendly laughs and some good clean comedy.
Well, good fun. Kevin Downs, the producer for I Can Only Imagine, which will be released on March the 16th. Kevin, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.